you had a lot of guys here who spent a lot of years going against Kubiak's offense, practice. How do you feel like it's going to feel in the game?
I think everybody here has a lot of respect for Coach Kubiak. He's a great guy. Anybody will tell you that. We look forward to the opportunity. You know, he's doing some great things up there with their offense, and they're having a lot of success. So we look forward to an opportunity to play against them, and we embrace the challenge.
Obviously, like you were saying, just Gary himself, having him come back in the game, being interested, you try to seek him out before the game.
I'm sure I'll see him at some point. I don't know if it'll be before or after, but of course I'll go over and say hello. Him and Wade and those guys had a big hand in me ending up here. So they'll always be a big part of my life, and I'll always be thankful and appreciative to them. So I'm sure I'll see him and say hello.
About seeing guys like Owen Daniels?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Played with a few guys over there, Owen and Forsett and Jacoby, a few of those guys. So it'll be good to see them again, and it's good to see them have success in the league, even if it is with another team.
JJ, can you talk a little bit about Flacco and what you see, the progress he's made? He's having a fantastic season.
Yeah, he's playing very good this year. And obviously I think Coach Kubiak, I'm sure, has something to do with that. And Forsett in their running game is doing great as well. And I mean, they're playing well. They're playing good football. And so we look forward to that opportunity. You know, they're coming down here, and we look forward to that challenge here at home in our own building.
JJ, can you talk about getting the jersey from the kid on Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, it's a cute little thing. You know, the kid surely has the confidence to do whatever he wants in this world. So I thought that was funny. You know, you get all the fan mail, and a lot of it starts to become the same. It was just something that stuck out. So I thought it was pretty funny. So, yeah, I'm sure he's getting plenty of attention now.
How does it feel when those kids call him JJ?
You know, it's crazy. It's fan mail and kids, and any situation like that is just, it's special. You know, it's, you know, whether people, whether we want to be role models or not, we are. And so I really embrace that, and I appreciate it. And to me, it's one of the coolest things in the world, you know, because I was that little kid at some point. Everybody was. You know, you grow up playing football in the backyard, you grow up playing peewee ball, and you wish and you hope and you dream to someday play in the NFL. Unfortunately, not everybody gets to reach those dreams, and I did. So I'm very, very fortunate, and it's always fun when you see something like that because it makes you really step back and have a little bit of perspective and appreciate where you are, and it makes you want to work that much harder because you know how many people wish they were in your shoes, and I think that's why it means so much to me.
Along those lines, Harris County has released the write-in ballots from the November election. J.J. Watt, 7 write-in votes for governor, 2 for U.S. Senate.
My schedule's a little full right now. I don't think I can do it, but that's kind of cool, I guess.
J.J., the Colts pass protection, at some point they were using 4 guys against you, at the tight end, kind of a halfback, fullback. Is that the most you faced this year? I mean, I know teams for 2 years have been doing different things. Is that the most you faced?
Yeah, I think 4 guys. I've seen it a few times on rare occasions, but yeah, 4 is probably about the most I've seen. But just another day at the office.
JJ, what's it like having Case back in that locker room?
It's good to have him back. You know, obviously the city here loves him. He's a Houston kid, and it's good to have him back. You know, I feel like this is Case's home, so it's good. I'm sure he's glad to be back as well.
Can you talk about the opportunity this team has with 2 games left and still being in the playoff hunt?
Yeah, you know, obviously we're not necessarily where we'd like to be in the hunt, but we're not out of it completely yet. So I think that's exciting. I think that you have to go out there and play like everything is still in front of you, which is what we're going to do. And we look forward to the challenge and the opportunity. We realize that we need some things to go certain ways, but we look forward to going out there and preparing and playing with our guys no matter how many games we have left.
JJ, what has it been like as you watched Bill try to find a way to make it all work on the offensive side of the ball with quarterbacks getting hurt, bringing different guys in, doing everything on the fly from your perspective?
Yeah, I think it's very difficult. Obviously, it's a tough situation for any coach to be put in, especially a first-year coach, trying to install his offense and get everything to run the right way when you got, basically 3 guys out, so now you're going to technically your 4th stringer, I guess, and it's difficult. It's very tough, but as a defensive player and as a guy on the team, we need to do whatever we can to try and help that situation out because we do realize it's tough, and so whatever we can do, you know, we're trying, scoring points on defense, taking the ball away, whatever we can do, we're trying to help out.
Is there more, I mean, you want to do whatever you want to do anyway, but is there more pressure on you guys if you play that much better when you realize that the offense is struggling because of a lot of different things, injuries and that sort of thing?
Right, I think as a defense, you always want to do whatever you can to help your team win, and I think we've done a pretty good job of that this year. I think our takeaways, obviously, compared to last year especially, are a big difference maker. I think having the ability to get the ball back and even at times scoring on defense is huge. But whatever we can do to help win, if sometimes you got to go out there and play tight end, you have to do it. Whatever it takes to try and help this team win football games.
Is that the best you guys have played this year as a unit? I mean, holding Indy to 80 yards in the second half, and they really never got going.
Right, I think we played very well. I haven't really looked back and categorized every game, but I think we played very well starting out the game the way we did with the pick six, and then just throughout the whole game. You know, it's a very good football team, but at the end of the day, you know, like I said, they still scored more points than we did, so it wasn't good enough.
You talked after the game, you didn't want to talk about your individual accomplishments, but you are now the franchise leader in sacks.
I'm sure someday it'll be cool to look back on. Right now, it doesn't really matter too much to me. It doesn't really hold a lot of weight. You know, someday, like I said, someday I'll sit on my porch in Wisconsin, I'll crack a beer, and I'll think, man, that was pretty darn cool. But for right now, I'm just going to relax and come in here every single day and work as hard as I possibly can and focus on the things that I can focus on right now, and that's helping this team win the ball games.
Did you ever set that as a goal for yourself?
What's that? Sitting on the porch cracking a beer? Absolutely. No, I mean, you know, that's the kind of stuff where you can say, you set the goals and everything, but what it comes down to is day-to-day effort and day-to-day work. And so no matter what kind of goals you set, you have to be willing to come in and make the right sacrifices and put in the right work and the effort and the time. So I always have big goals, but at the end of the day, I realize that it's every day the little things, the little things that most people never ever see, that are really what separates you from good and great.
Along those lines, maybe it's the same thing. I asked you about it after the game, but you know, you're focused on the fact that you lost. In fact, in the last 23 years, only one other guy has had 10 passes defensive and 10 sacks in the same year twice. Now, with all the players that have been in this league, talk about a quarter century, JJ. That's something you just think about when you crack a beer later?
Yeah, it'll come later. I'm focused on the Baltimore Ravens offense. I don't have too much time to comprehend stuff like that. Maybe in the off season or sometime down the road, I'll hang out with my buddies and we'll talk about it. But hopefully I'm not done. You know, hopefully there's opportunities to do more things and break more records and all that. But like I said, right now I'm just focused on the Ravens and doing what I can in this game. And then, it's only my fourth year. We got plenty of time.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.